He's going to go through all that though. And if you let sin stay in the midst of people, nobody do anything with it, don't judge it with the word, it's going to mess up the whole congregation. You're going to see sickness. You're going to see rebellion. You're going to see hell. You're going to see all kinds of confusion. You're going to see late comers. You're going to see no comers. You're going to see it all. You can preach tithing, you can preach giving, you can preach walking in love, but you'll see mouthing, gossip, cheating, lying, stealing, everything. Because if you let sin run its course, it's going to do what it does, bring forth death. But nobody's supposed to say nothing about it, just tell you all right. You notice how good God is, and I don't know if I've been that good. He said, turn him over to Satan, destroy his wicked nature and flesh that his spirit might be saved. Well, it sure beats going to hell, doesn't it? After doing all that, God still let him get into heaven. My goodness. But what God is saying, don't let him continue on in that. If he won't judge himself, you do something about it. I don't need him messing over my children. There's some babies back there that I have a plan for their lives. I have called them and anointed them, and they're going to preach the gospel around the world. You let him stay there, he'll ruin them. They'll never get to the call. And that's why, as a leader, I ain't going to be standing before you with my ungodly self just preaching for money and trying to chase women. Trying to be popular, trying to put on a show. Your lives are so precious to God, and he will judge me. Yes, he will. So, this stuff, what you're doing, God is not angry. He said, tell him, I ain't trying to condemn. You know what? He's Jesus, and when he got to the world, he was already condemned. I came to rescue you. You trying to pick on me? No. God trying to give the truth to you. Because I want you to notice something, that cheating and greediness and all that list in the same group with adultery. See, we normally magnify adultery, but we don't. We think we're all right because we're in gossip, and we're rebellious, we're disobedient, we're hard-headed, we're stubborn, and we think we're all right, and then we spread that stubbornness all through the congregation. We're hot-headed, don't nobody tell us nothing, easily offended. Come on. And you want to get up front and always want to be seen? What you going to spread? Who you are? Boy, it's so quiet in this Holy Ghost church. And if you hear the word of the Lord today, listen to me. Get ready. You hear the word of the Lord today, and God shine light on you, shine light in your heart, and you turn from what you've been doing, you'll thank God throughout eternity that somebody will bold enough to tell you. Regardless of, because when you get in certain areas of preaching the gospel, if you're not bold with God, you'll back off and say, well, I don't want to do that because they might hold their money. Hold your money. They might stop coming. See, I'm telling you what the devil's trying to do. He's trying to put all that pressure on you. Because he does not want you to find out the truth so you can get free and you can really live. That's what he wants. That's why we get so easily offended. Everything, and so you know, I've seen it when you mention something about correction, coming on time. I mean, just a simple thing. Move up front. I ain't moving up there. You were told to do it. You don't have to be told every time. I'm just talking about one thing. And that seemed like nothing, but that's how those things get deep-seated. And then when the Lord get ready to tell you something, he can't tell you nothing because you're too full of pride. You're too full of rebellion. You can't be told nothing. He just leave you alone. Then you find yourself in all kinds of stuff, and you start saying, "Lord, Lord," he only hear you. First thing you need to do is say, "Lord, I repent. I'm wrong. I've been wrong, haven't I, Lord?" Then he'll talk to you. Now I'm gonna read this other, having the toy to read this other scripture, and then high before I be able to go, because I don't know why you, when I get on something like this, the clock just double up on me. At times, just double up. Amen. So, I want this, you probably, do you have the Passion Translation back there? If you don't have it, that's all right. Y'all listen real close. Please, listen. Understand, God loves you. And he wants you to get this truth so you can get out of that place, because God's blessings is about to flow. And it's going to flow on those who open up their heart and let it flow like never before. So this scripture comes from Proverbs chapter 5, verse 1. So here we go. Listen up. Listen close.
Listen to me, my son, for I know what I'm talking about. Listen carefully to my advice so that wisdom and discernment will enter your heart. And then the words you speak will express what you've learned. Remember this, the lips of a seductress seem sweet like honey, and her smooth words are like music in your ears. But I promise you this, in the end, all you'll be left with is a bitter conscience. For the sting of your sin will pierce your soul like a sword. She will ruin your life, drag you down to death, and lead you straight to hell. She has prevented many from considering the paths of life. Yes, she will take you with her where you don't want to go, sliding down a slippery road and not even realizing where the two of you will end up. Listen to me, young men. And don't forget this one thing I'm telling you. Run away from her as fast as you can. Don't even go near the door of her house unless you want to fall into her seduction. In disgrace, you will relinquish your honor to another, and all your remaining years will be squandered, giving you over to the cruel one. Why would you let strangers take away your strength while the labors of your house go to someone else? But when you grow old, you will groan in anguish and shame as sexually transmitted diseases consume your body. And then finally, you'll admit that you were wrong, and you will say, "If only I had listened to wisdom's voice and not stubbornly demand my own way, because my heart hated to do what it was told to do. Why didn't I take seriously the warnings of my wise counselors? Why was I so stupid to think that I would get away with it? Now I'm totally disgraced and my life is ruined. I'm paying the price, for the people of the congregation are now my judges. My son, share your love with your wife alone. Drink from her well of pleasure and from no other.